you're still having fun, and you still won.
Welcome. This is the End of the Woods podcast. I am Ryan Woods. It is Monday, May 22nd, 2023, and we're back. Because I was just watching a guy across the street. He was cutting the grass, and he must have been a landscaper. You know, he had a whole trailer. He had a little lawnmower, a little walk behind, you know. And he was cutting the grass, smoking a cigarette. And it just made me believe that, you know, you could do anything you want. Hell, this is a free country. You want to buy cigarettes and cut people's lawns to make some money? The cigarettes are the optional part, but you can do whatever you want. You could smoke cigarettes. Hell, you could sit here and you could record your own podcast talking into a goddamn computer, what are we drinking this week, Ryan? Oh, we have a Dr. Pepper and cream soda. Zero sugar. Hear that? I poured it into a glass. Did I make a mess when I did it? Yeah. Didn't go as smoothly as last week did. So there's a little bit left in the glass, or in the can here. So you want to put on goofy sunglasses? You want to put on some pit vipers that make you look like those guys from Daft Punk? And you want to drink a Dr. Pepper cream soda and record a podcast? Well, you can. You could do whatever you like. Do you own a MacBook and or iPhone and or a microphone? You only need one of those things to record this podcast. I have all three, pal. And I'm still going nowhere with this thing. So that's what's going on with me. What's going on with you guys, huh? How was your guys' weekend? Today was a good day. I was able to, you know, I'm not saying I'm better than everybody. I'm just saying I was able to put my clothes into the washing machine, take them out of the washing machine, put them in the dryer, take them out of the dryer, and then fold them all within the same day. That's called leveling up. That's called self-improvement. And I had to watch zero of those weird YouTube videos about how to become an alpha to do that. I just did it. Not saying I'm better than you, just laying out the facts. That when you reach that point in your life, when your stuff may be so together, I know nobody wants to hear me brag all day about how together my life is. Because, buddy, believe me, you don't get stuck with these sunglasses on if your life is together. Okay? You don't wear pit vipers and record a podcast in a 10 by 5 room if your life is completely together. But all I know is if I control what you can control, you put the clothes in the washing machine that washes them for you, put them in the dryer that dries them for you, and fold them all in the same day, things are looking up. That's how you get going in the right. That's how you get good karma. That's how you get the ball rolling. People think you got to wait for success to come to you. You think you have to wait for success to come to you, pal? Well, let me tell you this. You can. And I repeat, you can. Go put those clothes in the dryer after you wash them in the washing machine, and you can fold them all within the same day. You can do it. I broke out of the slump where I would go grab clothes out of the dryer for a week on end until I had to wash them again. Don't be me. Be better. You're welcome for that. That's free advice for you on a Monday, May 22nd. 2023, a week away from Memorial Day, the unofficial start of summer. Ryan, why are you so juiced up today? Well, because I just took a nap. And what they don't tell you about adulthood, is that you can take naps. But I'm not talking about hours-long naps. I don't need a meal of a nap. I just need a quick espresso shot of a nap. I'm talking 7 to 10 minutes. We all go through a phase in our lives, probably preschool, literally, where you nap every day, where you have a cot and you're sleeping at, you know, whatever, you know, daycare establishment, unless your parents had money and you were able to stay home with one of your parents. I did not have that luxury. I now, as an adult, 25 years old, you reach 25 years old and you know what you want to do? You want to start drinking diet soda and taking naps. And buddy, it ain't bad. You know, life ain't all bad. You go take a 7 to 10 minute nap, you wake up a little energized. You wake up juiced. You wake up ready to do your podcast that no one's listening to, but you feel like you're doing it because you're pushing that ball down the road and you don't need help from anybody. You don't want help from anybody. You want to do it yourself. No matter how hard it is, no matter how far that ball moves every day, no matter how long that street is, no matter how uphill it is, you keep going because you know at the end of the day, you're going to drink that diet soda. You're going to put that zero sugar soda in a glass full of Kraft ice cubes. You're going to hear it fizz. You're going to take a sip and you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it in places you haven't felt things since you were a boy, since you were a kid. And you're going to say it's all going to be all right. Because I'm going to take my 7 to 10 minute nap. I'm going to sit. I'm going to wake up from it a little bit disoriented as my phone is going off, going beep, 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 beep. But it can't stop me. I'm having a good day. I'm going to stretch. I'm going to limber up the hamstrings. And I'm going to sit down at my desk. I'm going to turn on my microphone. I'm going to press record on the computer. And I'm going to act like I'm doing something with my life. So maybe one day, some people will tell me they're proud of me. Maybe one day, they'll say, hey, that's a funny podcast. And then after this, I'm going to go to the gym. What are you going to do there, Ryan? I'm going to work out so hard that people are going to ask me if I'm on steroids someday. And I'm going to tell them, no, I'm not on steroids. I can't afford to make it any smaller. And look at my teeth. I don't have a London look. I don't have that English gap, that English channel between my teeth. I'm a normal person. Do I have the best teeth? No. Have I been to the dentist recently? Not really. Do I still floss every so often? Who has the time? It's super inconvenient to want to floss every night. It's really hard. I really only floss when I feel like I'm getting my life together. Let's all be honest with each other. We're only flossing when we want to get our lives together. Like when we want to feel like we're in control. We want to grab the wheel back and we want to go, hey, look, I flossed today, okay? Look, I got a routine down. You watch a couple motivational videos on YouTube, you floss your teeth, you think you're going down the right lane. And yet, here you are, listening to me. That was intense. I didn't mean to go so hard. I didn't mean to trauma dump on you guys like that. Like you're my therapist. Therapy is so crazy. Being a therapist is an insane job choice. Just listening to people dump their day on you for an hour. And then another person comes in, dumps their day on you for an hour, dumps their shit on you. It's like living with 10 women. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm sorry. Ah, jeez, Ryan. Ah, jeez. I did have a funny interaction with Dana this weekend because, you know, I've been listening to the Bill Burr Monday Morning Podcast for a long time, for many years now. And I think he used to talk about his wife and girlfriends and, you know, when people would write in and ask about advice for their girlfriends and things. And he would talk about them so funny. He would always be like, oh, you know, they're always trying to change shit. They're always trying to make you spend money. They're never satisfied, blah, blah, blah. And I always laughed. I'm like, ha ha. Cause I've been with Dana for such a long time. And I was like, oh man, Dana's good thing. Dana's not like that, you know? And then like a couple years ago, it all started making sense. Like where, you know, she's never really chilling. Women don't chill. You guys ever notice this? You know, women don't chill. So Dana bought a house that I moved into, and I'm the probably the best roommate of all time. I'm up there for best roommate of all time. The Broat. I am on the list for the Broats. Best roommates of all time. I do my own laundry. I kind of take care of some bills. You know, I don't make a mess. I clean, all the above. And so Dana is sitting there. We're at dinner on Friday. Mexican restaurant over here. So good. So, so good. You know, I love frozen margaritas. Got a spicy pineapple margarita. It kind of sucked. I'm not going to lie. It was not their fault. It wasn't just not my taste. I mean, they could probably, somebody probably like it. But I was, we're sitting there and Dana goes, you know, I hate the colors we painted the house. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I hate them. And I'm like, all of them? She's like, no, not all of them. Just the kitchen and the hallway and the bedroom. I'm like, oh, so all of them but two? She's like, yeah, all of them but two. And she's like, I could actually be persuaded into changing the living room. And I'm like, okay, so all of them? And she goes, well, not the basement. I'm like, okay, thanks. And, you know, the funniest thing about the last few painting projects we've had, Dana will start painting and then give up. And so then it becomes I'm painting, such as the bathroom, the bedroom, and the hallway. The living rooms we did do together, but it's a big space. And so we're, you know, I'm sitting there and I go, why do you hate the kitchen? She's like, well, I think it would look better if it was gray. Right now it's some tannish color. And I go, okay, but what about this? What if we change, you know, have you guys ever heard the story, if you give a mouse a cookie? Oh, good. Because if you let a woman change the color of a room, such as the kitchen, she's going to want to change the cabinets. And if she's going to want to change the cabinets, she's going to want to change the counters. And if she's going to want to change the counters, she's going to want to change the appliances. And if she's going to want to change the appliances, she's going to want to change the floor. So if she's going to want to, if she's going to do all that and want to do all that, you know who it's going to cost a lot of money? Me. Bingo. You got it. You nailed it. Wow, you guys are smart. If you give a mouse a cookie, going to want some milk. If you let a woman change a room color, she's going to want to change some more shit. So you got to be stern with them, fellas. You know, she may never be satisfied. It may never look up to her standards, but here's what you do. Divert. Diversion, diversion, diversion. And you can try like hell. So what did I do this weekend, Ryan? How did you divert this? How did you avoid repainting the whole kitchen? I'll tell you how. We put in new mulch outside. And we put in some new mulch, and buddy, it looks good. Does it smell like shit? Yes. Does it look good? Yes. And we put in that mulch. I think Dana did. She pulled the weeds, so that was nice of her. And then she offered, like, I had to pour the bags of mulch out, which is awesome. No big deal. And she starts raking it. She's like, we're going to need more bags. So we put down 10 bags. And she's like, we're going to need more bags. And I'm like, okay, we will. So we go buy 11 bags because I deduced in my head that we would need 11 more bags. And that's all my car could hold. I drive a 2001 Honda Civic, no big deal. And so we spent about $40 in mulch. And I get the little, you know, we have the you know, little edge wall thing. So I dig out a hole, I edge the ground so it looks like it's in a straight line. And it's all really neat and you know, tidy and all that. And I'm watching her. She's raking. She wants to be helpful, you know, as most women do. They want to be helpful. Does that mean they are all the time? I'll leave that up to you. So she was raking the mulch, and I'm watching her rake the mulch as I'm, you know, cutting a nice groove for my liner to sit. And she's like, "We're gonna run out. We're gonna need to go back and get some more bags. You know, I think Lowe's sells this stuff." Because that's what's close to us. Because we're going to Menards because we get that 11% rebate. No big deal. It's kind of a hack. And I'm like, we're not going to need more bags. You're leaving so much behind. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, look at how thick it is in these places. She's like, wah, bah, bah, bah. You know, they get really defensive when you tell them that they're just doing something wrong. But I was being nice about it. I'm like, well, there's so much here. I mean, so I took the rake and I, you know, I went to work. And when we went back for the second thing of mulch, the lady who was checking us out, checked us out earlier. And she was like, were you guys in here before? And I was like, yeah, I'm bad at measuring. She just goes, ha, ha, ha. She didn't even really laugh at her. She goes, ha, ha, ha. Okay. Didn't know it was a fucking game. I was serious, though. I didn't know how much I needed. I don't know how to measure for mulch. I don't know what a cubic foot is. I don't like, here's the deal, right? If we're going to, here's my thing with home projects, and here's my big problem with them at the same time. Stop with cubic feet and square footage. I don't fucking know, okay? I just want to know how much I need. Stop making me do math for these. I don't want to do math. Stop with the square footage. Stop with the cubic feet. I don't want to do math equations to buy the stuff I need. I just want to buy enough. That's all. I just want to buy enough. I don't want to worry about, like, do I have enough? Is this going to be enough? Blah, blah, blah. So I put the mulch down. It looks awesome. There's really no benefit other than it looking good. And then our neighbor, who I've never talked to before, I think they brought home a baby. Congratulations to them. Congrats on the sex. We've been over it. And she was, he drove by. He's like, yard's looking good. And I flicked him off. No, I didn't, but I wish I did. I wish I had the balls. Yard's looking good. All right, you fucking dork. I'm over here getting my hands dirty. You want to come fucking do it? I'm blue collar. I bring a lunch pail and a hard hat. I get to work. I get to work on the yard. I go to work. Oh, look at me. Oh, everyone over there thinks, well, Ryan's stupid. Ryan can't do nothing. Ryan's a scumbag. Ryan's a lowlife. That's what I told Dan. I started going on some big rant after we're done. I'm like, send those pictures to your parents. Send those pictures to people. Did that in a day, an afternoon. Made a mulch bed, put some liner down, dug out the trench for the liner to sit on real nice, put some dirt back after I removed the grass to have a straight line. Here's the mulch. I emptied the bags. I loaded them up. I took them. I loaded them off of the ground and pallet at Menards onto a cart, pushed them out to the car, loaded them into the car, loaded them out of the car. Like it was nobody's business. I do this shit. This, you know what I do. Podcasting by day, also a landscaper. And then Dana has the audacity. The audacity. How are you going to keep grass out of here? I don't want grass in here. We just paid good money for these. I'm like, lady, you paid $20. Okay, it doesn't have to be so. Oh, okay, I'm done bitching about her. I'm done bitching about her. What are you going to do? She's not even here to defend herself. Anything else happened this week? Anything good? Anything good to you guys? I don't really know. I think I just hate this in-between weather. I don't think anything else cool happened. I hate that the weather is like 70 during the day and then 45 at night because it puts me in a weird spot with the air conditioning. You know what I mean, fellas? I can't sleep when it's hot. I get sweaty and gross. But is that just me? Maybe I'm just a weirdo. I did spill coffee in my car. It's another thing that happened to me that I had to fix. No big deal. It's whatever. I handle shit. That's the thing people don't know about me is I handle shit, you know? So I'm just out here handling shit. I did listen to, obviously, Bill Burr coming up again on this podcast. I listened to the Bill Burr podcast special edition with Paul Anka. And to be honest, I didn't really know much about Paul Anka other than he wrote, you know, a lot of good songs from the 50s. But Paul Anka evidently was around for a lot of big moments. I mean, a handsome fucking devil, huh? Paul Anka, you look him up. He's a handsome fellow. They're smoking cigars together. And they're talking about Monte Cristos. And if I had to be honest with you, in my five-month journey of smoking cigars, Monte Cristo might be my favorite. Or Robusta. I do like that. Romeo y Julieta cigars. I like those. They talk about cigars. They talk about music. He was around when... He was around for Elvis. He's a little bit behind Elvis, I believe, but he was around for Elvis. So, you know, he's a hell of a guy. Go and listen to that podcast. It's Bill Burr, Monday Morning Podcast. You've definitely heard of it. If you're listening to this one, you've definitely heard of it. So, that's all I got to say about that. He's been all around. He's got great stories. He's a hell of a listen. I love when I get behind the scenes shit. Like if somebody knows something, like he's talking about how he knew who the Beatles were before they were the Beatles and he hung out with them in like Paris or France, whatever. It's all the same. And I love that. I love hearing about how they were, how people were, how things were behind the scenes, how it was, you know? Before it was famous. And before these guys got, you know, mythalized. Is that even a fucking word? I don't know anymore. I don't know anything. Unfortunately. You know, I was at the gym watching... I was at the gym watching... They have Fox News on at the gym. And I don't know who's watching the news. Like, I don't know who the news is, like, their target demographic. But have you ever... I was on the step mill for my normal 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how I feel. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching the news because it's on. It's Fox News for those that are keeping score at home. And I really don't care for any news channel. So I'm watching Fox News and they're talking about stuff. And I just can't believe how many people are watching this. Like, I was just staring at it almost in a trance. Just who cares about half this shit that they're talking about? Do people actually care? And have you ever had a conversation with somebody who's... We all follow somebody on Instagram or Facebook that's always posting some crazy ass, like, from, like, Breitbart or something, like, some crazy right-wing or crazy left-wing thing where they're always taking shots at the other side. It's always because of the other people that this thing isn't working or, you know, whatever reason. And so I'm just watching the news, and I'm thinking, like, who cares? Like, who's watching this and, like, oh, my God, like... I think about the people who really give a shit about this or who are like really into the, who are like really into the news and like really worried about it. Their eyes are, you know, coming out of their head just like, we need to fix, like, this is happening. This bad shit is happening. This bad thing is happening. We need to fix this. Ah, they freak out. And actually, if you don't watch, like if you don't watch the news or you don't look up the news for like these news stations, if you don't follow them, you're going to have a good day. You know, you're gonna have a good day. So I was honestly like in a trance, just dumbfounded at how depressing it was. I mean, it was depressing. I was actually bummed when I got off the step mill there, but I know nobody gives a damn. What do you guys got planned for Memorial Day? Anything fun? This is the time of year where I wish I had an RV. This is the weekend. There's 2 weekends a year, 3 weekends a year. I wish I had an RV. Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. I wish I had an RV. But then I look up RVs and they cost a ton of money. And I bet most people get them used, but dude, I don't have that kind of money. I got to book a hotel for this Taylor Swift concert, which I'm excited for. That'll be a good time here coming up. Father's Day weekend. Apologize to my dad. Won't be seeing him. Probably going to go on a little excursion, maybe back up to the Canadian side here. Go check out what you people got going on up in Canada. Drink some of your alcohol, which is better. I'll be honest, I've been laying off the beer. I have not been drinking beer as much as I was. I don't know what that is. I don't know why that is. But I've just been into whiskey and cigars. Maybe I'm actually 52 years old and not 25. Huh? Maybe I'm the opposite. Maybe I'm dyslexic. That wouldn't surprise me, to be honest with you. That would actually be, that'd actually be kind of real, you know, the way my knees are feeling. Am I right, folks? Am I right, folks? Mm-mm-mm. But yeah, other than that, things are going pretty well. Can't lie to you. Just been watching sports, been watching basketball. They've been kind of a bummer of a series. 2-3-0 series in the conference finals. Not what you're looking for. Really not what you're looking for if you're a fan of sports and more games. And I think both hockey finals are 2-0. Not what you're looking for as a fan of sports. Not what you want. I got to be honest with you. The way the puck bounces in hockey, like how you can be like staring at, you can go from being like the margin between two up 2-0 and down 0-2 is so small. It's incredible in hockey. Like we're basketball where it seems like every team just gets blown out if they lose, or you know, there's a flurry of a comeback because the 3-point shot has made it, the game's always closer. Like 10-point leads aren't that crazy because it's 3 possessions and then it's a 1-point game. it's three good offensive possessions and bad and three bad offensive possessions. And you're literally, it's a 1-point game. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for the math on that. You're welcome. But in hockey, the game might end after one goal, especially in a 4-overtime game like Florida and Carolina had. So I just think that's so, I think that's the craziest thing about watching these playoffs. Like the Bruins can win all those regular season games. And all of a sudden, their season's over at three games. Because they can't win a fourth game. Up 3-1, had three chances, you know? And here the Leafs are. At home with me. Losers. As usual. And I'm watching baseball more. Gambling on baseball more. Losing on baseball more. I gotta stop with the parlays, man. I put together some big ones. And when they hit, the rush I get is incredible. And then I gambled on the Preakness. Ugh. Imagine if Mage finished second. Just imagine. I wouldn't even be doing this podcast. I would have retired. I'd be on my way to Monaco for the F1 race this weekend. Which, by the way, flooding in northern Italy. Is Venice in northern Italy? Isn't that place sinking? God is telling you to go. He's trying to reclaim it. And you guys are just like, we take canal boats everywhere. We're paddling around. We don't have any use for cars here. We haven't seen the road in 50 years. We don't need them. They're made out of cobblestone anyway. And I got an argument with Dana's mom. And not really, because I just said I don't want to pay taxes. I was like, me and George Harrison don't want to pay taxes. You know, the tax man, you ever heard of it? And I got to be honest with you. She's like, well, what about the roads and the streetlights? I'm like, well, the roads suck. Streetlights are always off, apparently. You know? I'm like, it's not that I don't want to pay tax. I just don't want to pay for anything. Okay? Do you understand? I get how taxes work. I just don't want to pay for anything. It's really not a hard concept for me. I don't want to pay taxes. Why? Because I want to keep more of my money. Simple. It's all too simple. You know, I will thank everybody for listening. Tough week, you know. Could have been better. Could have been worse. Going to a couple baseball games this week. That should be fun. Going to a day game on Wednesday and then Dollar Dog Night on Friday with the lovely Dana. And then on Wednesday, I'm sitting in the club for the Guardians game. So that'll be a good time. You know, not to brag or anything. So, yeah. I'll talk to you guys next week, of course, on Memorial Day. You know, I don't take holidays off around here. Never have, never will. You want me to take a holiday off? Well, hell will freeze over before I take a holiday off. So like, subscribe, rate, review. Thank you so much for listening. Love you guys. Later.
Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone